She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's the Film and Everything Podcast. We're back. It's been like a week. I know we haven't posted in a bit, but we're back. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to cover for you this next weekend, so stay tuned for that. Today, we're going to start with some Mandalorian episode, what is it, six?
Yeah.
Episode six. We did not get to do the previous episodes, which we enjoyed for the most part. Last episode, The Gunslinger, we didn't like. It was, I guess, average against the other ones. We thought it was a little bit of a filler, not much going on. We didn't really like the new characters in it.
Yeah.
It's mainly the gunslinger. So that's kind of like our take on that. So Mandalorian Episode 6, this one is called...
Prisoner?
The Prisoner, right? The Prisoner.
It's called Prisoner.
Yeah, The Prisoner, which I think it's one of the best episodes so far. Bill Burr is in this, who's great. Like, it's kind of weird seeing Bill Burr, like, in Star Wars, but I loved his character, and I love how the gadgets with, like, this little gun that pops out of his shoulder and shoots on his own. I like the whole squad thing that they had going on for the heist and all that. Before, I know we're going to get into where does this fit with the overall story, because that's one thing that, you know, we're kind of like confused about. Like, we're kind of getting, at least I'm getting impatient already, because I want to know, where is this story going, you know? Especially with the little baby Yoda, I want to find out more about that. The guild, the bounty hunters chasing him, all that. Where is this story kind of heading? That's the only thing that I'm a little impatient about. But this episode itself, I think, is one of the best ones. It's up there. Because the last two were... episode 4 was good. Episode 5, I was kind of like... It was like declining a little bit. But this episode really... For the episode itself, it's honestly like a great episode. I thought it had some funny parts. The action is great. I love the heist. The characters here were a lot better. Because I was starting to get a little worried with the side characters that were kind of coming in. Like in episode 4 and 5, I wasn't really buying it. You know, like the acting was a little odd, especially the new kid in the last episode, the gunslinger. I wasn't feeling that. But this episode, I loved the team that he works with to go and do this heist. I thought it was great. I love how it was executed. I thought it was executed really well. But again, it's just kind of like a little side story. Again, we've gotten like three straight side stories. If this was like a Clone Wars show, you know, where it's kind of like 20 plus episodes and it's just a lot of little sub mini stories, then something big happens to expand the overall story. If that's what they're going for, I get it. But we got two episodes left. That's one thing I'm kind of like confused about. Where is this story going? I'm getting a little impatient because I feel like there is a bigger story that we need to get into, but we haven't really got into it yet. You know, I'm all for like the little mini adventures with the characters because I love it. I love the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, and I like meeting new people and exploring the galaxy. I'm all for that, especially with this episode. I thought this episode was great. But what's the end game here? What's the story? I want to find out why was he left there alone? Being defended in a base, you know, some of the Empire remaining wants him. Why do they want him? I think it was something to take away his power and use it. I thought maybe we would get more into that, because that's kind of a big deal for the overall story. Especially with the ending of last episode, they teased a new character when the bounty hunter goes down, the girl. We do not see, this just goes into a whole other thing. So we don't even see who that was, or we don't find that out at all, which I thought they would get into. So that's kind of like my take on it. I like the episode though. It's just overall story wise, I'm a little iffy on like, where is this going? Especially with the ending of the last episode. You felt the same way, or what did you feel? Where do I begin?
I don't know. It was a good episode, and it's not one of the best, I still think episode 3 is still the best. Because
of the story, right?
Because it still continued. It had a great action scene, but still continued the main plot.
Yeah, that's true.
This is just another side story. Okay, one and done.
Yeah, it's a cool side story. Yeah.
It's like, all right. And the side characters, I like Bill Burr. The girl was cool, but something a little weird.
The alien.
Like she was off at times.
Is she from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That's her, right?
She's the wildling.
The wildling. Okay, I knew she looked familiar. Yeah. I didn't mind that. I thought she did well.
She like, I don't know, there was sometimes where I was like, oh, a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But I did like her. I did like her. I hope we see more. You know,
love the brute guy.
What the problem this show is having is they're expecting us to fall in love with these characters within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like the runtime is starting to hurt the show a lot.
Yeah.
Because
there's times that two episodes could just combine into one.
You could just make it as one, like as a whole hour.
Maybe, could it be maybe because of the budget and also because this is an expensive show. Could it be for budget and also they wanted to start off small to see how well it does? They didn't want to start big and what, you know, high risk.
The problem is that it's, if I had an hour with Bill Burr,
the whole squad. The whole squad.
I would have liked them more. I mean, I still like them. They were cool, but I noticed during the episode it was cutting, like it would cut.
Yeah.
Okay, like, let's kind of fast forward this a little bit.
Yeah. Because I didn't feel that as much in this episode. I felt it more in episode maybe like four.
Four
I felt in a longer show or at least a longer runtime show.
Yeah.
I feel like because he stays there for a few weeks. But the show kind of jumps, you know, time jumps a little bit. But I do feel like that could have been easily a few episodes, maybe. If it was a slower show, a few episodes, maybe like two episodes, maybe, of him staying there, you know. But again, it's not that type of show.
But because the one problem I'm having so far is they're treating this as a Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But you can't. That only works for an animated with 20 plus episodes.
No, if you have 20 plus episodes, it works.
Like, it works better for Clone Wars because it's 20 plus episodes. You can do more with it. This is 8 episodes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you tease us, like, with the first episode with this big story. And I've been waiting for more of the big story, and you're not getting to it. You keep, like...
Now we're just getting a lot of... And I get exploring the galaxy and everything, but... This is 8 episodes. We have 2 episodes left.
2 episodes. So
where is this going? What's the season finale here?
I was hoping with this episode, okay, they're getting a prisoner that happens to something with the Empire and this whole other thing. To some with main plot.
Or somewhere.
But it was just another side
plot.
Yeah. I didn't like the brother. I didn't like that guy too much. I didn't really care.
I didn't mind it.
The only two I liked was the Bill Burr, the Brute.
The Brute was cool.
The girl, I need a little more
from
her. Because, you see, they had a history.
They had history, yeah.
But they didn't, like, go in a little more than that.
They're establishing the history. I think we're going to see all these characters again.
In season 2.
I think we're going to see all of them again.
That sucks because...
This show's testing the waters, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like this episode should have been kind of... Like the last one.
Yeah, I don't see why the last episode had to exist. This should have been the last episode.
What they should have done was combine like 6 and 5, try and make it as one story.
I don't see why.
Kind of like a mini arc.
Yeah.
Where, okay, episode 5, he meets up with them, they're planning, do a thing, and then episode 6 is kind of like another little, like, them doing the plan.
Yeah, because...
Sort of. So you build more, because this had a lot more characters. So you can build more with those characters.
Yeah, although they did pretty well with the time frame. Like, they did well.
No, because Bill Burr is Bill Burr.
Yeah, they all did well. Cool,
but the thing, I want a little more, because there's sometimes, like episode 4, what was the girl's name? Gia?
The mom?
No.
Oh, you're talking about the... Yeah.
She was a
The other bounty hunter.
Yeah, the other bounty hunter. Yeah. I really liked her character, but I want more.
Yeah. I thought these characters would start working with him eventually or have a bigger part in the story.
But no.
But I think they're just kind of... I think this is testing the waters, the season in general.
Yeah.
And they're kind of... I do think there is a bigger story. I just don't know... are they going to get into it this season, or is it going to expand slowly as we go? Well, we got two episodes left.
My only
left.
Worry is...
We didn't even get to see the new character, the Empire. Which is... what's his name?
He's from Breaking Bad.
Gustavo something?
I don't know. No, Gustavo isn't that... That's Breaking Bad's name. Gus, right? Isn't it Gus?
Oh, yeah. I forgot his real name, but he's from Breaking Bad. Yeah, he's playing like a general.
That was him in the last episode.
And he has like stormtroopers and all that.
He has those from Rogue One, those dark ones.
Yeah. So armor. He's probably sent by. He's main plot.
We haven't even seen that guy again from the first. The guy with the gray lines, the Empire guy.
Is the way. No, not this is the way. I have spoken. That's what I'm saying. I think he sent.
That was a great character.
Which is who we found out found the dead body last episode. So it's like, okay, when is that going to come into play? I'm hoping it's got to be these next two episodes.
I hope.
If we can. I'm all for like the little side plots and meeting new characters. But I want to see... I want to know what's going on with the main story. Like, who's this Baby Yoda? Why? You know.
My only fear is they're going to do it in the last episode.
I don't know.
And my
maybe
worry,
the last two episodes.
My worry is it start off really strong.
No, this episode is definitely a good. It's not that
it was,
but it's
good.
Time to get to the main story.
It was good, but I'm already at a point where
this is great.
I want mains already. Yeah, I'm tired of waiting.
That's how I felt because oh man, this is a great episode, but I want to know more about the story now.
And right when it started, I was like, oh, here we go, another side plot.
That's what made the third episode so great, because it was a huge moment in the main story, because he decided to take back Baby Yoda and escape. And it was... So when... That's to show you, like, when it interferes with the main story, when it's the main plot, then you have the action, then you have everything else, it works so much better. Here, it's a great
episode,
there's no main story on here.
I liked it, but this could be even better if it had something to do with the main plot.
Which I thought maybe it's going to lead into something, but it doesn't.
I thought the prisoner has something to do with the Empire.
Yeah.
And that would
They hit the tracking thing, he shows up, the general or something, you know, something like that.
Something with the main plot, but this one, it just ends, and all right.
Yeah, like...
Until the next adventure. And it's like,
that's like, cool. And all. Like, I'm fine
now,
with
now
that.
We wait another
but
week.
We have two episodes. Yeah, that's the thing. First things first, like, we have to wait weekly for this. I think this would benefit better. Like, at this point, I want to just binge. That's one.
Even though we had our problems with binging, but for this.
For 30 minutes.
For this type of show, you need to binge it, because if I was able to binge 4 and 5, then get to 6,
it wouldn't hurt as much, yeah. And it's only 8 episodes, 30 minutes. So it's not, you can't compare that to an hour of 13 episodes.
Because if you have to wait after watching episode 5. Episode 5 was, honestly, I didn't like, it was all right.
It was the weakest one.
I was kind of like, man.
It was an average episode.
This kid sucks.
I didn't buy the kid. The story, the plot for it was pointless.
And then it
just to set up, I guess, like the villain that comes out at the end, which we don't get here.
Yeah,
the next episode's got to be that already.
Yeah, but I said the same thing about episode 5. I was like, the next episode needs to be about the main
plot.
That's
the thing. Yeah, we've been saying that for some time.
And this episode, again, on another side
plot. This show, I think binging would benefit it more, just because you can go through this and you enjoy each episode. And then you can just finish the season and kind of have an idea of where the story is.
I'm starting to get annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm starting to already get to a point where I like the show.
Because we're waiting every week.
I'm like, okay, like, you kind of have to cross your fingers and hope it's to be about the main plot.
Yeah. As if it was binging. If we binged through this, we would have been like, okay, awesome, cool story, cool little thing. And then we just finish it, and then we can have an idea of where the story is going. But now we're kind of impatient. It's like, wait, but we haven't got
plot yet. Because I know what they're doing is like a bounty hunter, so it's like him doing little stuff.
But the story...
But they haven't even gotten to Baby Yoda. He hasn't used the Force anymore.
He tried in this episode.
Yeah, he tried, but they're not getting into that. And it's kind of where you can kind of like, okay, why? What is Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau doing here?
Yeah, what's their game plan?
What's their idea of this show then? If for 3 straight episodes, you just gave us filler.
Yeah, because the first 3 episodes was just that.
Was main plot. And that's why they're all so great, because it is to move on with the story. Episode 2, it was because it was to show Yoda has the Force.
Yeah, yeah.
Episode 3 was him, really, okay, he actually cares about this, about the child.
Then 4, 5, and 6. But then
4 and 5 and 6.
It's just been about them on the journey. No,
4, I was able to slide because it was setting up.
Yeah, that was an important episode.
That was, but 5 was, my God, I was like, dude, what is this?
This should have been 5.
Episode 5 got me worried.
Yeah, this should have been 5, for sure.
Yeah.
This episode brought me back in the sense of like, okay, the quality's still there. I just have to wait on the story. I just got to be patient.
They need to remove 5. Like, I wish 5 never happened. And this would make 6-5.
Yeah, just combine it.
Yeah, because that would have been a way better
thing. And then start. But let's see. I guess we just got to be patient. They must know what they know what they're doing. But I think they just want us to enjoy it.
Yeah, but my worry is it's not going to stick the landing with the ending.
No, but I don't think it's going to have a grand ending. Because they're already filming a season 2 and... I think they're setting, you know... Yeah, but if
we go this season not learning anything...
No, yeah, we gotta learn a little... At least about what where this Yoda is from, or... What do they want with him?
I don't know.
The Republic... The Republic doesn't know about...
I am enjoying the show. I really like it. Like, episode 6, I really enjoyed it.
It was a cool episode, yeah.
The only problem is season 2. Because if season 2 is gonna be a lot... Like 4 and 5 and 6, like it's just filler. That one big thing. I think they need to go an hour next season. They gotta move it to an hour. I think this 30 minutes, because
they can start combining 2 episodes into one. Think about it.
4 and 5 can be one.
Yeah.
Episode 1 and 2 should be one.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Episode 1 and 2 should just be one episode.
This story in total is 4 hours. So what story are you telling here in 4 hours? Because I'm thinking about it now, like, if this was a movie, where is this going? You know, as a now we're looking at it as a show, and I think it is very episodic, kind of like the Clone Wars, which I don't have a problem with that, but you got to keep us engaged with the main story. If there's no main story, following.
You can give us side plots, but it has to have meaning with the main plot.
Yeah, or even, like, I get it, like, I understood.
Because episode 4 makes sense because it was setting up. For something for the future.
He was trying to find a place to stay, and
yeah, it like that makes sense because that's what he kind of wants.
Episode 5, his ship got gunned down.
I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, and then the whole thing was about that. I'm starting to notice the pattern.
It's a little pattern, and I don't know.
Let's see. It's great quality. The execution is there, but
I'm really enjoying the show.
I just want to know the main story.
This is what Star Wars should be, but the only issue that I'm having is they're not keeping me engaged with the main plot. They keep giving me filler.
I feel like there's a bigger story, and we just haven't got there yet.
And that's the thing. And just this episode should have teased something with the main plot.
I thought last episode did. I was like, okay, maybe that's why we had to go through this so that to tease. Well, we didn't get him here. He has to come in next episode. Because I feel like that's the main, like, villain or something. Like, that's the guy that he's connected through the guild. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Werner Herzog's character. They're all connected. Like, they're on the hunt for him. He's on the run.
This episode was the second best, for sure.
Yeah, this is a great episode.
Episode 3 is still the best because it's...
When it implements the main plot, it makes it so much better.
Because this one, it was a side story that we're never going to see him again.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's just setting up. This is, like, the foundation of the show overall. I think it's going to... I do think we're going to see these characters again.
Hopefully.
Let's see. We got 2 episodes left.
But the 30-minute is hurting the show. Like, 30 minutes does not work for this show. It's at first, it worked... But it's starting to hurt.
It's episodic, so I get that. That's why. Okay, 30 minutes episodic. I'm fine with that. If it was a longer run show, if it was maybe 15 episodes. But the thing is, this is an expensive show, so it's like 8 episodes, but episodic. So it's like, but within 8 episodes, we're used to these series where there's an overarching story there. And I do think there is that here, but I don't know how they're trying to approach that.
I noticed they're doing it as a Clone Wars. Because Clone Wars, when I finished it, there was a lot of filler. Then one big thing happens. Yeah. It's a little mini arc. And then filler, one big thing.
Yeah, it's just like a grand story.
But it works for Clone Wars because it's 20 episodes.
Yeah.
You are giving us a brand new characters.
Yeah.
In 8 episodes,
30 and television's minutes. Different now, too.
That's the thing. And the problem is so many of these like little psychers are not doing well.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss.
It's a hit or miss.
The weakest, I think, is 5. All the other episodes so far, they're solid.
Well, 3 of those no side characters, though.
No.
Because they're one...
No, but it gets into the Mandalorians and all that. So I guess that's the new characters. They established that, which I thought we would get more of that,
but,
you know.
But the thing is, like, episode 6, for this episode... It gives Bill Burr, the brute, and the blue alien girl. If that one should have been at least an hour to where I can really enjoy those characters. But it's 30 minutes. So I can't...
I didn't mind that.
But the thing is, I'm not feeling anything towards those new characters because I'm not getting enough of them so to really care
about. Yeah, no, they're just like little like side... And then the main thing is like you're finding out more about the Mandalorian. People that he knows, his past... The only thing that hurts this is...
There's no main plot.
What's the main plot? That's the only thing.
And my worry is the main plot that simple?
Yeah, or are they trying to stretch it out over a couple seasons, which I hope not, because people can start losing interest. Like, okay, this is cool to watch,
but
you got to keep me hooked every week. What keeps you hooked in a TV show when you have to watch weekly?
Season 2 is like this...
It's gonna be hard to keep.
To be honest,
it's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be hard for me to want to keep watching it. Because it's gonna be more.
If it's binging, it's fine. But the thing is, when you want to be excited for something every week. Yeah. When we watch like Mr. Robot, we're excited because we want to see where the story is going next week. We want to see where it goes. But if there's no overarching story, and you expect us to just come in next week. Oh, it's just gonna be another side plot. I'll wait another, you know, next week.
To be honest,
you gotta want us to be invested each week. That's why, like a show like Mr. Robot, we haven't missed an episode because we want to see where the story's going.
If it's gonna be like this a lot,
it's gonna be hard.
What I might do is just let it end
and then binge it. Yeah, people who are waiting. There's people who are waiting and to binge
and
it.
Honestly, that's smart.
They might get the best bet. Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm kind of regretting watching it. From waiting every week because it's kind of getting kind of a little frustrating. Because
we're excited and then we're waiting, and then it's like a side plot. We're like, oh, okay, but I want to find out about this. So, but when you're binging it, you can forgive it because okay, I'm going to the next one. Okay, I'm going to the next one. Then eventually it'll come in, and then you forgive it and you keep going. We're not going through that, so we have to wait every week.
Yeah, but honestly, for season 2, I would honestly do it for season 2.
I think they should just allow binging, and I get why they didn't now, because they want people to stay in on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I think by season 2, when Disney Plus is already, it's already banking.
Yeah, but it needs to be an hour.
Needs to be binging.
Two things need to change for season 2. It has to be an hour, and if you don't want to do the hour, you need to put it as a binge, because I can't wait every week
for
little side plots that I don't really care about.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, it's going to look cool.
Yeah, it's a cool episode, it's a cool binge-worthy episode. That's the
thing. Because, look, this is what Star Wars should be. I think Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni should have their own movie. I am loving... Like, because, look, Last Jedi sucks. I hate Last Jedi. So, this is what Star Wars should be.
Yeah.
But, honestly... It's not perfect. I do want to say the issues that it has so that it can be better.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, if it's going to be a side plot and then one episode of main, then I'm just going to wait and binge it. Because because I'm not going to wait every week to see a side character that's going to suck ass probably.
No, the only one I would say that sucked was 5.
But let's say it's more, like imagine getting more of that.
Yeah. Of episode 5. We got 2 episodes left. We're going to have to just wait and see. We gotta wait and see. I don't know where this is going.
But now, if episode 7 again, another...
That's the thing. Because it starts getting repetitive. And you don't want to be repetitive. You want to be a story.
I'm kind of already feeling that with 4...
If this episode, 6. If this episode was average in the sense of like how it was done, like if this episode was like another episode 5, I would be very...
Worried.
I would already be like, ugh, like... I would have to push myself for the next episode. But last episode, I forgave it because of the ending, because it teased We didn't get it here, but we got a really cool episode with cool characters, and that's fine. But now I'm like, okay, this was a great episode, but I need to know where this is going. So these next two episodes are very important.
What does Empire want? I need more of this already.
More about the underground guild. The underground how does the, empire.
How does the tracking phobe even work?
Yeah. No, and the Empire being underground and why they want him.
And where is that character? I want more of that character. See, that like that.
And the Republic not knowing, you know, about this Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Jedi, I'm assuming at this point, they're kind of considered like...
Or gone.
They're just gone. Or it's like, a myth. Like, yeah, like a myth. So, more of that. You know, let's get into that. Like that. But we're going to have to just wait and see. We got two episodes left. Yeah, let's see.
If it's the same thing again...
Yeah, if we get another episode next week of, oh, my ship broke down and I got to get some money to... Because, yeah, here he's doing it for money. But... I don't know.
Yeah. I know he's a bounty hunter and they're kind of treating him that way, but honestly, not really. Because episode 5, he doesn't get paid.
No, because episode 5 is about him fixing his ship. So he gets the money to pay to fix his ship.
He doesn't get money, though.
I think he stole it or something where he
no,
I don't know. Something that he gave her the money. He ended up giving her the money.
Yeah, I think it's one that he had.
Here
already.
He needs the money. So let's just see where it goes. Rate this episode? I'd give it a 9.
I'm giving it an 8.
I'm giving it a 9. The 1 point because the lack of the story element is missing.
Oh, I took away 2. There's another filler. No main plot. I like the side characters. I like the Brew Gilbert. I did not like the brother.
The other alien guy.
The other alien guy. I did not like him. I was like, don't really care. Whatever. Yeah.
I liked how it ended though. That was a good little like.
Yeah, that was a good little twist. Like, trick. Yeah.
That was
but,
cool.
But the girl, I liked, but I wanted more of her.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to know more of her.
She's part of his backstory.
Because I feel like she has a lot more to say, but they didn't like.
Yeah.
Do more with her.
Yeah. They're leaving it very vague for some reason. It's
and the one thing I'm trying to figure out is like, how are they all gonna end up working together somehow? Like, how do they all with the girl from episode 4? Then
let's see.
But if episode 7,
it's teasing the universe and his past and everything, and I think the story is gonna grow as it goes.
Yeah.
So you give it an 8 because of the lack of main plot and what else?
And
like the side characters.
And I wanted more of the side characters. Okay. Because I really like, honestly, these were the best side characters we got.
Yeah, this was. I actually had a lot of fun in this episode.
Yeah, I did.
The action was great. The characters.
I did.
Because 5, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
So.
But I really like the side characters, but I wanted the blue alien girl. She has more to say, and I want more of her. I really want to see more of her because I feel like her character has a lot of more backstory
with him and
with
stuff.
With him
yeah.
and stuff, because I think they were kind of like.
Like, they were like close, yeah. They
I
were
think
like
they're like a thing.
Yeah.
So I want a little more of that. Bill Burr is Bill Burr.
It's
also
teasing
I
it.
I want to see more Bill Burr because
yeah.
he's funny.
It's teasing it.
And the brew was cool.
The brew was
but,
very cool.
But again, just it's the time of the episode that where I'm not. I want more. And it's like okay, but it just ends. Like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, there goes those side characters. Now I have to wait until who knows when until I get.
We gotta wait a week. Well, in this case, a little under a week since Star Wars is next week, so it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, but
so let's see.
But if episode 7 is another side plot of nothing,
yeah, I'm gonna be a little disappointed.
Like I'm already gonna be all right. Then
where is this going?
Then season 2, I'm waiting. In season 2, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna watch every week if the show's gonna be like this.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
If the show's gonna be like this, because episode 5, I give that like a 7.
Yeah. Episode 5 is very average. Very
I give that a
average.
7. That's like average. Because
I did like that it was on Tatooine and little callbacks
yeah,
was
callbacks
cool,
are
but
great.
The main like I didn't care.
Yeah.
So.
I'm really loving the show. This is what Star Wars should be. Because I'm not because you know people think I'm just bashing on it, but.
No, yeah, it's just the main plot is important. That's what keeps you engaged
yeah.
every week.
Yeah.
So that's the problem.
I am loving the show. It's great. They're doing a great job with it. But if they cannot keep doing this little filler, then one episode of Maine. Because honestly, that's my fear. Because I have a feeling episode 7 might be in another filler. Then episode 8 might be the main plot and it wraps the whole season.
Yeah.
And I really hope that's not the case.
Because it's like a 30-minute wrap-up episode. Yeah. Let's see. We haven't really gotten a show like this before. So that's why I think it's something
The show is having pacing issues. But it's kind of like fast-forwarding a little bit.
It's just very episodic. That's the thing.
Yeah, but...
We haven't really got a show like this before. So it's like kind of hard to...
It's weird because Rebels... Rebels, it kind of had a little settings, but it had something to do with the main plot, so you kind of forgave it because it has main
elements. Yeah, Clone Wars has a lot of just filler.
But
it's a show. It was a kid's show, and yeah, it wants you to just kind of like understand these characters. You get to know the characters more. So I get that.
This is a whole new thing.
Yeah, and it's only eight episodes.
And the thing is, episode three teases. Like a really cool thing.
Yeah, it set up the whole story. Like, okay, they're on the run.
Because then that's it.
And now it's just them on the run, but they're just doing their thing.
Yeah, and they're kind of relying a lot on the cute Baby Yoda thing. I'm kind of ready. Okay, he's cute, but
I want to find out more about him.
Like, he's cute and all, but give me the story already. I'm tired. Just like cause they're kind of relying a lot on the Baby Yoda cuteness.
Yeah.
They kind of play it off.
But it's time to where is he from? What's he there for?
I'm getting kind of like already.
Why is he hunted?
I'm getting kind of already fed up with all these filler.
Yeah. Let's see.
Cause it's eight episodes. Okay, if you told me okay it's 20 episodes, I'm fine.
Man, but to watch every week, you know, filler? That's hard.
It's different because it works better as an anime. I mean, like Clone Wars, yeah. That style.
And even with Clone Wars, I'm struggling a little bit to stay engaged watching. You know, like yeah. I want to have a reason to watch a new episode every time.
But if episode 7 is main plot, great.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm really hoping for. But season 2, I'm really considering.
Yeah.
Waiting and binging it because I don't think I can.
Yeah, I'm letting this. I want to be patient. Let the season end. We got 2 episodes left, and kind of have an idea of what the show about.
But even if 7 and 8 are main plot, it doesn't.
They got to be great.
They have to be to be really good.
Yeah,
but it doesn't. I'm not gonna give it a pass for the fact that you gave us 3 filler.
But we gotta see.
And we have to wait every week.
Yeah, we gotta see. Let's see what the main plot is here, and then
I really hope
we'll do like an overall review on the whole season.
I really hope the main.
They plot start is, stepping it up and yeah, saying.
Because, my God, like...
That's all it's missing, and that's, like, the most essential thing. It's like, what's the main plot? Because everything else is working great.
Yeah.
The characters, everything, except episode 5, but everything else is working.
I'm really hoping 7 is main plot, but it has to be 10. Like, it has to be really good.
No, and it's time. Like, it's time to... We need to find out some stuff.
And they need to be longer, like, at least 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if not...
Yeah. So, but I give it a 9, you give it a what?
I give it an 8. Because I wanted more of the side characters.
Yeah, and the main plot. So let's see. We gotta let the show. I'm trying to be patient. Just let the show finish and go from there. But
the thing is, I've been like patient. I've been giving the show a lot of passes.
Four and five, it was our first time. You know, because after episode 3, we're like, okay, fine. Like that was a good episode. It was setting up what he wants as in his.
Yeah, I was fine.
It
with
was
that.
A character episode. 5, I was like, man, this is not.
And then I was hoping 6, it will be like...
6, I was like, this is great, but we're still not picking up from where 3 left off.
That's the thing. This is the part that feels weird. Because 3 leaves you off with the big
story.
And then I feel like it's on pause right now. Yeah. I feel like they paused it to drag it out.
Yeah, and now we got 2 episodes left.
And now, okay, now we have 7, 8. So now, let's see.
Let's see. I have a feeling maybe they're going to... Go into the main plot 7, 8, ended on some sort of cliffhanger with a new character.
Yeah.
And set up season 2, which they're already filming.
But I might for season 2.
Binge. Yeah, binge. Whoever's waiting to binge, you guys are doing
good. Yeah, you guys are doing really smart.
Because you're going to just be able to watch it without having these issues. Because
you know what, I kind of wish I knew it was going to be like this, and I honestly, I could wait.
Yeah, because it's easier, because you can just watch it over a weekend.
Yeah.
Because it does get a little... It's like, man, I want to... You get impatient.
It gets a little frustrating.
You got to wait a week.
Because especially how 3 ends.
Yeah.
3 ends in a really cool note. Like, we haven't seen any... His people went to that planet.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, where are they?
Yeah.
Like, where are they? Like, I want to see more of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guild is not even really mentioned anymore.
Yeah, they're hunting them down. That's all we know.
Oh, it's like, they're
hunting them down.
And the Empire doesn't
he's
on, care.
He's on the run. They're like, underground. They and care? I think that's where this character is going to come in. The new, this guy.
The guy from Breaking Bad.
We're just waiting on him. And I think when he comes in, that's when it's going to... I think they set up him coming in this episode.
Yeah, it's not a Boba Fett.
No, no. I think the next episode is going to be about this villain coming in. And it's going to pick up from there.
So, I really hope so, because if not, then my God.
I hope so, too. But anything
else?
I
am loving the show.
Great quality show.
No, it is. Yeah. No, this is Star Wars. This is what Star Wars should always be like.
I'm getting impatient because I want to know what's this Yoda about, what's going on, like the Empire kind of underground, like trying to rebuild again. I want to see more of that.
No, and yeah.
Those scenes were great when we get to see the stormtroopers and they're hidden, and that's cool.
That's made it, like, with the difference, because he was only in one episode.
Two, I think.
No.
You talk about that guy?
Yeah.
The Werner Herzog? Yeah. Yeah, he's in two episodes. One and three.
But right when you see him the first time, you're engaged with his character, because his lines are great.
No, he's a solid actor, yeah. And that's a veteran actor right
there. Yeah, but his scenes, like, are, like, the first five minutes, yeah. Oh, the show was... this character is awesome.
Yeah.
But there are some characters where it's kind of like, he's good, but he's all right.
Yeah, that's how I felt with five. Like, four, and the other character, I was like, oh, whatever. But yeah, five, I was like, oof,
this is feeling weird. Episode, I really like him, but I just want a little more with him.
Yeah.
Because Bill Burr, I want more Bill Burr, the Brute, and the Blue Alien Girl.
Yeah, that was a cool squadron right there. That was a great group,
and I wish we had more of that.
Yeah.
I really hope I see more of them, because
that was cool. Like the whole heist and them, you know.
Yeah.
But they kind of they were just setting them up, so, because again, they had a past. So let's see. We got two episodes left.
And I didn't like the brother character too much.
Yeah, he was all right. He was just
even the other guy, the
long hair, the beard.
Yeah,
he was fine. He was fine. But yeah, guys. Is that it? That's pretty much it, right? I gave it a 9. You give it an 8.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's on review on Mandalorian. We're about to go watch Jumanji tonight, so we'll be doing a review on that tomorrow. So for you guys to check us out. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave a comment, message us or anything. What did you guys think of the new episode? What did you think? What do you think of Mandalorian overall as a whole so far? And, you know, and we'll try to reply or comment and read your suggestions and stuff like that. So thank you guys so much for watching. If you're watching, thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.
Till next time.